This is Dakota Datebook for January 27th. On this date, in 1971, a young man named Steve Blim scored 85 points during the Ramsey County basketball tournament in Starkweather. That's right, 85 points. Blim was playing for the Devil's Lake School for the Deaf, which beat Hamden 122-22. During his high school career, Blim scored 3,859 points, a state record that may never be broken. But that's not his only record. His four-year average of 41.5 points per game was a national high school record, as was his 35.8 average during his freshman year. In his sophomore year, he established another record, averaging more than 47 points per game, the highest ever average for a sophomore. Blim was unstoppable in all facets of the game, whether it was field goals, rebounds, or free throws. In his 4 years with the School for the Deaf, he made 827 points from free throws alone. He once made 17 free throws in one game. It wasn't that he was exceptionally tall. At a modest 5'11", he still managed a total of 1,352 rebounds while in high school. Blim probably would have risen to the top of his game no matter what, but he did overcome some challenges, having lost his hearing during childhood when a now-banned medicine was prescribed for ear infection. Radio broadcaster Lee Halverson called Blim one of the most mature young men he'd ever run into. Halverson used to do play-by-play for KDLR in Devil's Lake. He recalled an opposition coach saying they could win if they could hold Blim to 40 points, but Blim went out and scored 56. After high school, Blim went to Minot State for a semester, then transferred to Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C. There, he was MVP in 1976 and 77. And in 1978, was named Gallaudet's Athlete of the Year. He also won a gold medal at the World Games for the Deaf in Romania. Blim wasn't perfect. Coach Brenner had to call in his fourth-grade son, Terry, to help Blim pack his equipment. "He was my idol, no question," Terry said, "but he would forget his shoes or his jersey or his athletic supporter. Most people would loan him things, except for the athletic supporter." Stephen was married to Linda Blim, now deceased. They raised three daughters, Vera, Maggie, and Sarah. He lives in Virginia, where he works for the United States Postal Service. In 2018, he was named Deaf Father of the Year by the Virginia Association of the Deaf. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Mary Helm. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.